Yo, oh, wait, Matt, are you there? No, Matt's not here. Hey guys, what's up everyone? This is Rod without Matt. At the time of recording this, it is Arizona Bike Week, so homeboy is busy as fuck. So I thought it would be a whole lot of fun to invite some of the funniest motherfuckers I know and start a new segment. Depending on how this goes, this might be a real thing. So everyone, welcome Chris and Nick. How are you, fellas?
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Right on. So the only rule I have, and I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing it, but the only rule I have is no politics. For two big reasons and one tiny reason. The two big reasons are, A, every other podcast everywhere gets into that shit, and I just want this to be a place where that doesn't happen. Kind of like an escape from that. And then number two is... I'm not good at articulating my thoughts. So, like, why the fuck do I have a podcast, right? But, no, what it comes down to is I know what I think politically, but I'm not good at saying it, so I try and stay away from that shit. So,
understandable.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's try and speak a little bit louder because we are recording this on the phone just so it picks up. And for all my haters out there, especially homeboy who messaged me about the... about the vaping noises, you're definitely going to hear them. Because all three of us are ex-smokers.
Hell yeah.
trying to just stay off the nicotine. So appreciate your cooperation in advance. How's it going, fellas?
Another day, man.
How high are you right now?
I'm getting there.
Like on a 1 to 10?
Probably like... I'm at a good constant 5 right now.
You're staying at a 5?
Even keel,
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how... That's a good way to be.
Exactly.
I feel like it's just stay at a good middle road, middle of the road highness.
Yeah.
You know?
It's about balance. You know?
Oh, for sure.
My taste buds love it a lot, for sure.
And then you don't smoke, do you? No, I didn't think so.
Nope.
So I saw a construction worker on the way over here, or not on the way over here today, but on the way home. Oh, by the way, we're recording this in my home for the first time ever, which is super weird. Like I said, Matt's busy with Arizona Bike Week, and I don't have a key to the shop, so I'm not going to bug him about that. I'm just going to fucking record. So, figure it out, right? Do it at home.
That's it.
That's right.
Make it till you make it.
That's right. You know how this intersection right here has been getting a bunch of fucking construction lately?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking repaving.
Dude. I saw the fattest person I've ever seen in my life out there working construction. And he was, like, working the asphalt.
Just sweat.
So I was like, how the fuck? It must be day two for homeboy. Because you don't... In Phoenix, Arizona, you do not work construction and remain that large.
Yeah, you can't maintain weight.
No.
Being outside that much.
You can eat at the gut truck every day and... still lose weight. I promise you. That's how I've kept my girlish figure my whole life. It's because I've worked my ass off doing dumb shit like that all day. But yeah, that's fucking weird. Like it was one of those dudes who, I don't know if they know this or not, but their belly hangs out further than the bottom of their shirt.
Oh yeah.
Those are like the kind of thing that your kid points at.
Yeah.
And says, "What is that?"
Yeah.
And you have to try to get them to stop so that they don't, you know,
say
alarm
in front of them.
Said person.
Right. Oh,
it's
man.
Like that fupa.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess that term works for males.
It could.
Fat upper penis / pussy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
See,
it's not sexist at all.
You it's know? Not.
It's 2020. We're breaking barriers.
Yeah,
here.
Right. It is 2020. It is a unisex thing.
They said nothing good came out of 2020. We just cracked the code.
That's right.
There it is.
Nick. Look at the big brain on Nick. Decided to so I made these so long story short, when we got the house we wanted to rearrange some things, and that master closet is bullshit. It's like a 7-year-old's closet. There's not enough room for anything. So being the kind of brain that I have, I was like, okay, let me knock this around and start putting up other shit, more shit, so you have more room. So that's what I did. And I used, instead of just making my own the first time around, I went to the store and bought that wire rack. And I was like, oh, okay, instead of having one bar right here, I can stack two bars with wire rack. It'll take me 10 minutes to install. good as day or good as new later days, you know. Yeah. So I do that, and then yesterday, old lady calls me and is like, "Hey, our closet just fell apart." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, the closet, the whole thing came down." I was like, "Motherfucker." So basically all that happens, she put way too much weight on the wire racking and it just fucking pulled right out of the drywall. So using the big brain that I have, I was like, fuck this. I'm going to fab one and it's going to be awesome and all that shit. So big high five to my boss, Travis, who let me use spare parts and who actually took the time to help me with it. Because I drew up a quick design on a piece of paper and was like, "Hey, bro, I'm going to make this today if I can, if that's cool." And he was like, "Yeah, except why don't we do this instead?" He just like he just started like bending parts for me. And I was like, "Oh, tight." And then he just started bringing them to me. And he was like, "So I made them so that they go together like this." Because size matters in this case, you know, as you saw when you got yeah. here today. Tell the people what you came, when you got here today, what the scene looked like.
Well, I mean, I've never been in a surgery, scenario, but I would picture kind of, you know, open heart surgery for the closet there.
Yeah.
No, just kind of spare parts everywhere. And I mean, the whole previous unit was completely torn out, but, it was like, you know, definitely not a pickle in a hallway trying to get that closet in there.
No.
For the new racks and everything. So, I mean, it took a little bit of brain power, I would say.
The
four of us united.
Well, the funny part is, so you guys carpooled over here, and when you got here, my neighbor and I were already over here, and we had been here for an hour trying to figure out how the fuck is this going to fit into that goddamn closet, because we couldn't get it in. Because my dumbass forgot to take into consideration the trim, right? So I made it thin enough to fit in there once it's in there, but I didn't make it thin enough to get in there and avoid the trim.
To set it in place.
So I fucked our trim up, which is fine. But then you get here, and you're here for all of 5 minutes, and you go, "Hey, check the width the other direction. See if you got more room." And I'm like, "Ah, there's no way." But I grabbed the tape off my partner there, and I was like, "Let me check it." And sure as shit, we have an extra inch and a half, I think, of difference. And motherfucker, like, why didn't I think of that? So now my side is now her side. Her side will be my side of the closet there. But yeah, worked like a charm. What's your day looking like?
Well, you know, I didn't have the baby today, so it was a good day.
Tight. So you can get high and not feel bad about it. Normally you get high anyhow, but you feel real bad.
Well, I mean, it's not his kid. Everybody's got that uncle.
Yeah.
No, I gotta wait for the baby to leave until I smoke. You know? Yeah. I feel like that's the appropriate thing to do. Yeah.
Just in case of fire, don't smoke.
I mean, there's no right. test to be a parent, but I think you pass. I think you've got it.
You know, you're going back to your fucking closet, though. I was thinking about... Mine is kind of like playing Russian roulette, dude, because our fucking wooden bar is bending so far right now.
Yeah.
I feel like the next hanger I put on that bitch, it's going to fucking just snap in half and come
well,
down.
Well, your old lady is, she's got a lot of clothes too, right?
Now that we've lived together for a while, I've acquired a lot too, so it's not just her.
Look at you. Every opportunity to just...
I know, I'm grown up,
man. Boss up over the top of it.
When you meet a woman, what dude, a she turns you into an adult. It's crazy. Oh.
And then, we won't mention names, but you said your roommate's with homeboy?
Yes.
Yeah? And yeah. then he's married.
Correct.
Did she move in with you guys also?
Oh yeah. Okay. So it's like a regular episode of Full House.
I was going to say, it's like Big Brother up in there.
Pretty much.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
I mean, okay. We're fond of the challenge in our house, but that's fine. Okay. Same reference point.
Well, don't let them know. The Bachelorette is on.
Oh, my gosh. It's the girls, back. They're watching it right now at the house.
Oh, God. Yeah. Without us?
I don't think mine caught wind of it yet, so hopefully this doesn't air for a couple weeks.
I'm sure she'll get sucked into
that
it.
Is not allowed. She
would. You know, I won't lie. I watch it with her, but...
I do.
Oh, I love it.
You know,
I'm not fronting here. This isn't a joke. I fucking love The Bachelor. I don't know why. I cannot tell you why. I got sucked in with your old lady because of her. Because I was dating one of her friends back in the day.
I've heard.
And they went out, well, for the people. I got to give some sort of excuse or else they'll stop listening. I would go over there to hang out with the girl I was dating at the time. And they would be watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and shit like that. And so it started out, I loved watching it because I would Mystery Science Theater 3000 it, where I would just like make fun of every scene. Every time anyone opened their mouth, I'd just talk shit about them. And then I got so invested with the people in the show. And that's how reality TV gets you.
You know, I'm not mad at reality TV. I've been a big proponent of that for a very long time. I've loved the challenge from MTV. I've been watching it for years. I tried out for The Real World just so I could go on The Real World to be on the challenge. I did an open
That's
casting
fucking
call.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I drove down to Flagstaff, went to Hooters in Tempe. Was it Mill? Right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not good with that.
So we're going to call it Mill.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's where it was. But I was in a group. The focus group that I had like three sets of twins. And
Swedish?
Given I've got...
Were they Swedish?
I have no idea. I didn't ask. But at that point, I was not the most interesting person in the room, which was super upsetting for me. I never got a call back and I didn't go. But my main point on that, reality TV is great because you get to take a step out of all your bullshit. And your whole day and all the drama and all your own taxes and all the other bullshit that everybody deals with.
Yep.
And you get to just watch
somebody
other
else.
People and go, damn, I'm glad I'm not that retarded.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in that situation. Look at this moron. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Yes.
It takes you completely out of it and lets you just forget about all your worries for just a half hour at a time or an hour and really enjoy it. So I don't mind it. My girl and I, we watch it and we're not quiet. We watch it just us and we literally just sit there and talk shit.
Yeah.
About how dumb the people are and
how much
cooler we are.
The best part is, so my chick, as you guys know, is a man's woman. She is super cool. She's down to hang out with the boys. She's one of those when you put the pictures up of the get you a girl who can do both. She's got her baking glove and pan in one hand or on one side with no makeup on and everything. And mm-hmm. then on the other side of the picture, she's done up to the nines and just a smoke show. So, but she does not like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. And she makes fun of me for liking it. And I catch shit from her for it. So that's always fun.
I know if Brandy's got me my girlfriend, or my fiance, she's gotten me into...
it's okay, you're new to this and you're high. Yeah. So.
No, she's got me into that kind of shit to where it's like... Before, I wouldn't watch it as much, but now you get into it and you're like, fuck you, Tom! Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
What an idiot, Peter. What are you thinking?
Yeah. So...
Sorry, that was last season.
So... This is a perfect non-segue, but I'm going to change topics anyhow because I fucking can because I'm a G like that. The funniest thing I found out today, other than you have a bigger brain than me sometimes, maybe it's because I worked 8 hours of just fabbing the whole time and then I was like, you know what? My brain's not working anymore.
A lot of contributing factors. Sometimes you're too close
yeah.
to see the whole
picture. And you were actually further away looking at it from outside. I was literally inside the closet going, how the fuck is this going to happen? You were outside of the closet going, hey, what if you do this? Since we met years ago, I always thought you were in the military. And I found out 5 minutes ago that you weren't in the military at all. So I thought that was fun. So I was going to have... The whole reason I picked you two was to share any stories you felt like sharing about your time in the mill. So now you're going to have to sit back and suck it up while he tells us his.
So, I mean, I make a really good hype man. So
you
I mean,
do.
I'll just chime in with a, yeah. You know, it's warranted.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But that was which is a perfect, like, the other side of the coin to why I was kind of driven or attracted to you in a friendship manner in the first place, like all those years ago, is because you're so quick-witted. You've got that quick wit and shit, so you'd be perfect for a hype man. But, Chris, you, as you know, because you actually listened to the show, so, and you're a fan.
Yeah.
You know that Matt and I and everyone over, the whole team over at Rebel Reaper, we support the troops in multiple ways, and we try and do it in every direction that our community, or that... Every direction that we can reach in our community, whether it's through the clothing brand, whether it's through the podcast, whether it's through our own personal lives. We're always trying to give back in some way to the military community. And you know that.
Oh, I get that vibe from y'all for sure.
Yeah, and I believe you guys get, if you're a veteran at all, you don't have to be active duty. You can be 56, did some time in Korea, and you happen to ride shovel heads now. You know, you can come into the store. I believe you get 10% off being a veteran. So share whatever you want. Don't share whatever you don't want. We can start with, like, the basics, like what branch you were in, what was your MOS. I know all of this, but the people listening don't know. So why don't you share a little bit about your military history?
Yeah, so, I mean, kind of started back in 2007. My official date was, like, June 25th. I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do before that.
How old were you?
I was 18 at the time. So I was dating this girl, and I mean, we ended up breaking things off, but my first contract actually had airborne in it, so that was kind of fucked because I ended up staying home because I wanted to be with her at the time. But
we all make mistakes. Yeah.
And then eventually I was just like, fuck.
Sure.
No, eventually I was just like, fuck it. I just went in one day and I saw a recruiter, and then I signed up. He went over a list of jobs based on my ASVAB. And from the video, it looked fucking awesome. But I mean, a lot of the shit that I did that I did in the military, it wasn't what they hyped it up to be at the time.
Sure.
So recruiters, they do give you that kind of like smoke screen
That should be moonlighting as politicians.
Right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So they gaslight you a little bit.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. They kind of just give you like the bells and whistles all up front at first, and then the big green army penis comes in behind that.
Right.
Potentially, you know. Get
fucked by the long dick of the United States military.
Right.
Hell yeah. I'm sure many of our... And we have a lot of veteran listeners, so I'm sure they understand that just fine. So how many years were you in?
I was in for 3.5, so that's interesting. When I got back... So they used to have what's called stop loss. I don't know if everybody's aware of what that is. But basically, if you have orders to go on another deployment and you're supposed to get out during the time that you're supposed to be deployed, then they just extend you for that time for like another year or whatever your deployment should be.
Kind of like an Amazon Prime membership. They just auto-enroll you.
Okay.
Right.
Except you don't get a choice.
They're owned by Uncle Sam. They can do whatever they want.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
You're their bitch, so deal with it, right?
Yeah. So a lot of my friends, and one of my friends ended up getting fucked because of that. Because when I got to Fort Hood, which is in Texas, I was there pretty much my whole time while I was in the military.
You were Army, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than when I was deployed to Iraq, but my friend that I was in the military with, he actually got stop lost. I think his date that he was getting out was like a week before or a week after we had deployed, so he ended up getting like double fucked.
Yeah. He got stop lost for almost an entire tour.
Yeah, and he had gotten back, and then it was like another 8 months, and then he went with us to go back to Iraq. So it was.
Okay. I have a question on that. Do they? I know they do certain signing bonuses based on your MOS when you re up, but does that apply in that situation?
No.
Or they just say, you're getting voluntold, you're in for X amount more time?
They don't give you any incentive in that situation, no. Even if you're re-enlisting, it's like, it's... So when you first go in, you're going to see, like, large amounts of money. But when you get that contract, when it comes close to re-upping, it's definitely not as near as what it was. You
right.
know? They'll give you, like, pennies on the dollar at that point.
Yeah. You know?
So your time in Iraq, were you in Iraq or Afghanistan?
I was in Iraq.
Okay. And what did you guys do over there?
So our initial deployment was supposed to be 15 months. It ended up getting
That's
shortened.
A long deployment, isn't it?
Yeah. The Army, I think at the time, was the only one that was doing it. Because the Marine Corps, I think... And people can tell me I'm wrong on this. I'm not sure if it's actually facts, but I'm pretty sure it's like 6 to 12. And then it got shortened. The Army got shortened down to 12 while I was in.
Okay.
Didn't they used to do a break halfway through too?
Yeah. So you'll get your mid-tour leave. It's like 2 weeks. They normally give you about 14 days to go home. Or some of my friends, which I
that,
actually
that
want.
That better not include the fucking plane ride to and from that bitch.
No, I think it's once you get boots on ground is when it actually starts, when you check in.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of
that. Yeah, because, I mean, it takes a whole day to get back.
It takes you about 18 hours, because I think, like, going there, or coming from, it's like you're going from Iraq to Kuwait, then Kuwait to Germany, then from Germany or Ireland to Maine, and then from Maine you're going to, like, where I was in Texas, where they have just, you would land on the base at that point. But the mid-tour leave thing, a lot of my friends, they went to Europe and shit and just had the time of their lives, which I didn't know that was the thing to do at the time. So I'm like, fuck.
My dad did that on his mid-tour relief from Vietnam. That's exactly what he toured a little bit of the classic party cities in Europe. He went to Amsterdam, did his thing over there, and so forth. So, yeah, that's been a thing for decades. How did you not pick up on that?
You know, I don't know. At the time, I didn't even think about it.
I should have been in the Marine Corps.
Nobody told me I had to go there, so...
I mean, but, like, yeah, Europe would have been fun. A lot of my friends went backpacking for, like, 2 weeks. I just went home, had a boring time. I mean, I went to a couple of parties, but that was about it.
Right.
Going back to...
I don't know. Is there anything, like... Is there a...
Oh, the job that I did when I was in the military?
Oh, sure.
So the, like, technical term is 19 Delta. I don't think the code's been changed. I think it's always been the same, but it's a cavalry scout. So, I mean, you're...
That's what my dad
did. Yeah, your dad was in the first cav and everything.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Their history is cool as shit.
No, my dad is... we can... Well, let me just break you. Let me interrupt your punk ass right there. just talk about my biggest hero in the world, my dad. He's he was in Vietnam. He was in the first cav. He was a tunnel rat because he was tiny, just like me. And he doesn't talk about it. I asked him when I was like 10 because I didn't know any better, you know. Yeah. Asked him, hey, what'd you do over there, Pop? You know, and he was just like, nothing, not much. You know, growing up, I was just like, okay, whatever. And then I started noticing the fucking shadow box with all the medals, you know. And it was right next to our front door. So coming in and out of the house every day, I saw the same medals, all of them, you know, for a long time. And it didn't hit me till I was old enough and, like, I've always, because my dad was in a war, I'd always been fascinated with war, you know, like a lot of young men are as growing up.
Right.
When you're younger, you watch those movies for the action. And then when you're older, you watch the end credits because a lot of times they come with, like, this person was awarded this, this person was awarded that. And it's like, holy shit, like, that was gnarly, right? Well, I learned what some of those medals were because of movies. It would say, hey, and it would show a picture of the guy in real life next to the actor, and it would have their medals in them, and I'd be like, those look like my dad's medals. And I'd go over there, and so long story short, sorry, I invite you guys on. I spend the whole time fucking talking.
Hey, it's an honor to hear your dad's fucking shit.
Hell yeah. My dad's I won't tell the whole story, but basically, I waited till I was, like, probably 20 or 21 to ask him, like, hey, you don't have to tell me about what they are, but, like, what are they called? Like, what's the name of that medal right there? And he kind of went down the list. This is this, this is that, this is that.
Well, that's important stuff, because, I mean, sure, we can Google till we're blue in the face, but that's to get that kind of knowledge from the man himself.
Right. You
know, especially being your dad, being your hero. That's some real powerful shit that...
Oh, yeah.
That's going to resonate with you forever. And to know, not question, but know what every one of those was. And hopefully, you know, he was able to dive enough into it so you get a real grasp on how he got them.
Unfortunately, he's still not able to talk about it. But luckily, there's one person in our family who knows exactly what happened. And that's my uncle. And I was able to talk to him about it. So let me backtrack just a little. So... when I was 20 or 21, I asked him what they were, and he just kind of went down the line. He told me, okay, this is a Silver Star, this is a Bronze Star, this is this, this is that, this is this, right? This is a Marksman Award, this is a... your classic, like, I just thought, okay, this is probably what a bunch of people always, like, because whenever you see people in the movies or even your friends who might go off, you know, you see their ribbons.
Like qualifications.
And, yeah, they have qualification ribbons, right? And the ribbons equal medals, but they're really just qualifications, right? I assumed that's what they all were. It didn't hit me till I was like 28 or 29, like a full, like almost a whole decade later, that, oh, my dad's got some real OG shit in here, right? So I'm sitting there watching like 13 hours, because that's a new movie at the time, and I'm watching the Chris Kyle movie, the American Sniper and stuff, yeah. And I'm seeing these medals, and I'm starting to Google them, like, okay, what is this medal given for? Like, who are some people who have these medals? And like, real famous names start popping up. And then I find out, so my dad has a Silver Star with Valor, and I didn't know what that meant when I was...
Big fucking deal.
Fucking A, yeah. Right, it is. So... When I watch movies, oh, what did I watch the other day? Midway. I watched Midway, right? So I'm watching Midway, and it's going through the thing, and like in the end credits, like these are the people and the medal. This person was awarded this. This person was awarded that, and it says Silver Star. My dad's got one with Valor, and I'm seeing what they just did in the movie, and then of course I go to Google and I Google, okay, what actually happened, because I'm not just going to watch a movie and be like, oh, the Hollywood has it right, like,
fact,
because they never have it right. So I Google it and I'm like, holy fuck, these guys were gnarly. But yeah, so I learned that that's a big deal. It's two medals under the Congressional Medal of Honor. So I asked my uncle, I'm like, hey, my dad has a Silver Star. He's like, yeah, and he's got two bronze stars, and he's got this, and he's got that. So I was able to talk to him. Basically, my dad was the real-life version of Forrest Gump at one point in his life.
That's fucking awesome.
Carrying people out of an ambush, pretty much. Yeah. And the I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's not my story to tell, but basically what happened was him and his buddies were fucking off and got in trouble. So when they got in trouble, they went to go do the job that they were told to do, because now they're in trouble. So instead of doing the fun shit, now they get to do this shit, right? I wouldn't call it fun, but...
Fucking extra duty bullshit.
Yeah. well, they got lost and wandered into not an ambush. It wasn't an actual ambush because they didn't know they were coming, but they wandered into the middle of a VC area and they just opened up on them. And my dad spent the next however long it took carrying three guys, didn't get hit once by anything. Not a single thing. So that's essentially what happened. And my uncle's telling me the whole story in detail, and I'm sitting there crying because I'm thinking of my dad. I'm like, I can't believe you made it out, and you now I'm here, and because you made it out, like, so naturally I start crying and all that shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was gnarly. And now when I look at him, I just... It's like a whole nother stage of life now. Like, I went from being a super selfish prick my whole life, not thinking very much of my pop, you know. Now I'm like, I look at him and I'm like,
that
I never...
That dude's a fucking badass.
Yeah. I'm like, I never want you to leave ever. Like, okay, are you sure you have to die at some point? Because I really don't want you to.
Right.
So, okay.
It's those fucking older veterans, man. Like, I feel like it changes. You know, like, you have your newer generational veterans. And, like, when I went in... I think, well, in 2007, they had just phased out BDUs, so the older style camouflage.
Okay.
And I started wearing the digital. That's when they phased in the digital, and, like, you didn't have to wax your boots anymore and all that kind of stuff. But the older generation of veterans are just the most hardcore fucking blue-collar motherfuckers you'll ever find in your goddamn life. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and he instilled some of the best traits that I like about myself. I'm always 15 minutes early. Like, I was at the wedding the other night. Oh, we should talk about the wedding. Oh, but like, I was earlier than all the other guests, and you guys know my old lady Cha-Cha. She was bitching that we were there too early, and I'm like, she doesn't have that same mindset as I do. Is like,
it's a
punctuality.
It's a fundamental thing that,
yeah,
like,
it's a fundamental difference.
You can't teach it now, but if it's something that you're brought up with, like, I'm not great on the execution, but I was always raised, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. So yeah. That's, I mean, it's a great way to be, but I know people that are like, ah, it's fine. Like, they just don't,
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's just a different mindset. I'm actually right now with the I carpool to work every day with my boss, and we're late every single day. And he's got no hustle on the drive there. Like the accelerator barely exists, you know, which is totally fine. And he's even said like, "Hey, I can tell you're antsy. Do you want to drive?" And I'm like, "No, it's your truck." And he's like, "I just don't see what the big deal is. 8 hours is 8 hours. It doesn't matter if it's now, 30 minutes ago, or 30 minutes from now when you start. You're going to put in 8 hours, you know? Okay, so it says 6 a.m., but so we start at 6:30. Who gives a shit?
Shit.
It's just so weird to me because I was brought up, oh, it starts at 6. I'm going to be there at 5:45, period. Like,
yeah, it could be a boss mentality on it too, though, because, I mean, who's going to yell at you? Who's going to say different if you're the guy in charge, you know?
Sure. Sure,
but I definitely get it.
It's very hard to take a fundamental part of you and change it at 30 years old. It's so difficult, which is why I don't even try with her. So, you know,
I did before I joined the military. I mean, when I was in, if you were, so the rule was 15 minutes, but if you weren't there fucking 15 minutes early, your whole platoon was like, okay, you motherfuckers don't want to show up 15 minutes early, we'll stand in formation 2 hours early till everybody else shows up. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's gnarly. Oh, shit. I just lost my train of thought.
You're good. I actually wanted to ask, what really motivates you guys to do this podcast? Because, I mean, I know Rebel Reaper, like, I know Matt has his... got the business end of everything with, you know, his shop and everything that they do there. But, I mean, and obviously I've listened to the podcast, but I'm just curious, I mean, what really motivates you guys to continually to do this? Because I know you're not big on, like, sponsorship. It's not chasing clout. It's not, you know, you want to be the big dick on the block. I mean, what really makes you guys want to keep turning and burning these things out and consistently, you know, put random chats with... I mean, I know you thought I was military, so just average Joes like myself here.
Right. And even if I knew you weren't military, I would have invited you on anyhow, because you're my homie. I enjoy hanging out with you. I'm glad that I get to see you pretty much once a week. And,
yeah.
You know, I cannot speak for Matt, because I don't speak for anybody. I can only speak for myself. So that being said, it's just a fun hobby. You know, I feel like as you get older and life starts happening and, okay, now you've got another bill to pay every month, and now you've got this and now you've got that, and then whatever happening to just doing the things you love doing. And that's kind of where I was at. I was waking up, getting my stretches in, going to work, hitting the gym after, and then coming home, eating dinner, and going to bed, and wash, rinse, repeat, you know?
Yeah.
And I was doing, and I hadn't realized, but I had been doing that for like 2 years straight. We actually started a podcast up 2 years ago and ran it for a little while, and my life kind of took over, so he tried keeping it going by himself, and he was too fucking busy. He was like, I can't do this right now. So my life is so busy that we didn't record one for 2 years. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks back, we were like, dude, I need a hobby again. Like, yeah. I'm not doing anything extracurricular right now. I really need to, do something. And I think the podcast was fun, you know,
it's a hobby. Oh, sure.
So that's what I think. But yeah, essentially, it's a hobby, and it's just a lot of fun. It's an easy way. Oh, the other half to that answer is, it's, and I said it in a different episode at some point, but it's a way to kind of communicate with our community, the community that is tattoos, hot rods, fast bikes, hot chicks, I don't know, fucking foodies,
hot dudes,
like, hot know. Dudes, like, yeah, totally, yeah.
So the primitive stuff,
big old,
yeah, we don't
swinging,
you know?
Hams, the military, this also, that's another reason, is because it helps us reach the military members, and to kind of, and we're going to have you on at some point and isolate you as, and do a support our troops with you.
Okay.
Hell yeah. At some point. But yeah, it's a way to highlight them. And to me, that's important. I want that to be a thing, because from what I understand from all my friends who are in the military is when they're in, they have all the support in the world. They've got their bumper stickers. They've got their fucking, what do you call the girls that chase? Oh, tag chasers or,
the chick. What?
What do you call them? The girls who only date people in the military.
Oh, ah, fuck, dude.
What are they called? Tag chasers, right?
Tag chasers.
Or tri-care chasers.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Tri-care. I hadn't heard that.
Tri-care chasers.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Free healthcare!
They're officially 26 years old, and they have to find their own healthcare, and they realize that, oh, I have to have a job?
You might have just inspired the masses. I think that's...
Sorry, boys. But no, it's
no
definitely
Jodies.
Been happening.
No Jodies.
It's definitely been happening a lot longer since before I said anything. But yeah, a way to highlight those guys, and that's important to me. So,
well, I mean, I think it's great, and I've felt that just in listening. It was just one of those things, like I'd kick myself in the ass if I didn't ask, you know, opportunity to be here. I mean, very much feel the same way. I mean, the company I work for is very veteran based. We do a lot of work with them. We do a lot of work for them, and. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's great. I haven't personally served, but I've been around so many between friends and family, and it's, I think it's absolutely great. And, you know, there is a lot that I've talked to in regard to kind of not losing like a brotherhood of the military, but it's different when you're not in it anymore. And you're like a family, but when you're out, it's not like you're out, you're excommunicated or anything like that, but it's, you're not tied into the same network. You're not doing the same things anymore. You're on to a different stage of your life, and you need people to transition that.
Exactly. And that was the other half of the answer that I totally forgot to say was that, so when they're in the military, they have everything they could ever possibly need as far as support goes. But
you
as
have
soon
a brother
as
for the most
no matter
part,
what,
yeah.
As soon, yeah.
They know what you're going through at that stage, and then you get out and you go home, and you don't necessarily have those, you know, you can talk to me until you're, you know, till you pass out, and maybe I don't understand.
Right.
And like, as much as I want to be there for you, but just having someone to trust fall onto, and like a good, I think this is great for that. And it gives that sense of community, and you know,
and
I'm always there to support and help a friend. And
our biggest thing is we try and highlight veterans who are doing, like, obviously the cooler the better. Like, if you're like, we had our buddy who's I forgot his exact title, but basically his name's Alex. I've known him for a long time, but I don't know him really well.
The gun store guy?
Yeah, the gun store guy. And he basically helps people pick out their EDCs all day, and then he actually builds guns too. Like, that's interesting. People like guns. So
yeah,
that's
that
an interesting one.
Interesting, for sure.
But yeah, so that's, we want to highlight what they do after or outside of the mill, you know?
Yeah.
So
makes total sense.
Do you
I'm
have,
all about it.
Do you have any questions now that he's asked?
I mean, yeah, the main question I was going to ask you was, you know, over, I would say like the next 5 years, where do you guys see this podcast going?
Oh man, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
No. I mean, where would you say you? I mean, let's say.
Well, I can
you get all these offers and shit for sponsors that you guys are interested in grow financially. You could potentially buy like a studio and all that, or you have a studio downtown and shit, right?
Well, no, we've got the Rebel Reaper warehouse out in Scottsdale,
right?
But no, I don't. I can essentially tell you, I can tell you for sure, even though it's under Matt's umbrella, you know?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Like I said, I don't speak for him, but I know him well enough that I will say this. As far as how we go about doing it, or what sort of recording equipment we use, that may all change, but the core values as far as the podcast goes won't change.
Okay.
I did talk to him about sponsors, and as long as, like, he was a big thing of, like, no sponsors, and I was like, I'm cool with that, like, whatever. But then I was like, well, you know what? Actually, if they want to sponsor us and they are in the industry that we fuck with and they're good people, we like how they run their business, and like we fuck with them real hard, then yeah, I want those guys to sponsor us, you know? So I feel like that's really the only thing that would change in 5 years.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously, like right now we're recording this on my cell phone, you know? Like this is very caveman type shit right now. I know it's weird to hear caveman and cell phone in the same sentence, but when it comes to podcasting, that's very caveman style. Like,
it's true.
I mean, we need a mixer. We need a mixer. We need at least 4 microphones. And that's to incorporate 2 guests at the same time if Matt and I are both available.
Right.
So 4 mics, 4 mic stands, all the wires that go with that. And that's the other thing is I am not there. Like, that is not my bag. I don't know what the fuck is going on there, but I'm also a figure it the fuck out kind of guy. So
right.
And if I can't, I know people all over the place. I can have some help if I need it.
Exactly.
But I try not to. You got anything else that you're now? I feel like we're in some like question asking modes. Do you guys have any more?
I'll shoot it from the hip.
All right.
Hopefully I didn't scare anyone with my gun reference there. But
hold on. Was it a large black gun?
Oh, it's an assault ghost gun that I actually, believe it or not, bought in California.
And they have all.
Clipazine? What is it?
Clipazine. It's 50 rounds a second clipazine.
Yeah.
And shoots dildos?
Does
it shoot dildos?
It shoots 2 at a time, is what I heard. That's how they're able to get. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't bring my midget cannon. You know, bust that out.
For sure. And I heard you don't have the serial numbers on those anymore.
No. They don't.
They come stock without them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
why you went to California to buy it.
For sure. I mean, I'd bring the bill of sale, but it was on a napkin and I had In-N-Out. I mean, it's California. You're not going to not get In-N-Out.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Sure.
Just saying. No, honestly, just sitting here staring at you, into those beautiful eyes of yours, I gotta say, I got some beard envy going on because I can't grow a beard. Those of you that are listening, you can't see me, but I promise you, I can't. I grow a decent stash. I did cut that loose just a little bit ago.
Oh yeah, where'd it go? I just realized.
You know, I needed a clean palette. Okay. I'll show you a picture. I look all emo, like I'm coming straight out of 2005. It's pretty gnar. MySpace would have been popping.
All 8 of your top 8 would have just been like notifications. Hell yeah!
Pretty much spotting just a unicorn, messages. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So what you got for me?
I can't grow a beard, so I'm just curious. With the luscious beard that you have there, if I had to monetize an offer for you to clean shave tomorrow, what would that bill look like?
So, like I said, our core values will not change in the next 5 years. So fuck right off. I don't believe my old lady would appreciate that very much. This is half the reason I even
This is just got three guys talking in the living room. I mean, you can be honest.
I know. And no, I started growing my beard in junior year of high school. It's gone through different phases, but it's always been there. No, there was one time I got in trouble. I won't say what happened, but I had to go to court. And we've all been to court for like speeding tickets and dumb shit like that. Yeah. But this was something else. Luckily, it was tossed because it was stupid. Just me being an idiot, basically. And they saw that and they were like, quit being a fucking retard. Yeah, and I was like, you got it. Thanks for the second chance. Look at how cute my dog is right now.
Eyes worry me.
She looks like Yoda, huh? Like baby Yoda? Not right now. I'll show you a picture I have her. She looks just like, and it's totally unedited.
Deal.
No filters. No, so it's been through different, my beard, back to the beard. It's been different stages of length. It's been different stages of shapes. But about 6 to 8 months ago, I was like, fuck it, I'm letting it go. I'm just going to let it go. I'm not going to trim anything. I'm not going to shave my neck anymore. I'm going to let the whole thing grow out. And so far, this has been the best my beard has ever looked.
I'm jealous, dude.
So for anyone out there growing a beard, and maybe you're growing it the wrong way, maybe you're doing it the right way, my only advice to you would be stop shaving anything and stop trimming anything. Just let the fucking thing go. you're gonna have to get past
like a fucking bum, dude.
Well, and you'll have to get past the awkward stages because as you go, and
I'm on like a 30-year awkward stage. I don't know about that.
Right. Be like patches and shit everywhere right. on my face.
No, so my hair is weird. I have very wavy hair that comes out of my face. So I went through my first awkward beard stage of length about 3 weeks to a month ago, and that sucked because it was like, God, just get to that length to where you lay good again, you know? And I finally did. But now recently it's grown long enough to where it's at its second stage of awkwardness. So
in between, you know,
yeah,
I hit ZZ Top status.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying. I just want to see how long I can go before I finally get tired of it.
It's impressive.
My chin's at the stage when your balls first start growing hair. It gets all wiry and shit.
Well, and our first guest from this season, Brian, you should see. You guys don't know him in real. Well, I don't think you guys know him.
No.
This guy has the most majestic beard I've ever seen in real life. Like, I've seen beard on Google. If you type in epic beard, you'll see, like, these fucking
weirdos. Like the beard. I've seen the beard competitions where they're running, like, Elmer's glue and all kinds of
all that shit. So his is like that, but without all the bullshit. He just has a beard. Okay. And it's long and full and luscious and fucking beard goal. Hashtag beard goals with that. So, what else? What do you have there, Chris?
You know, actually, one question I was going to ask you. When are you going to buy another vehicle? Because all you got is the motorcycle right now.
Right. Well, me and the missus, we definitely want to have kids soon. Or not soon, but at some point, you know, in the next couple of years.
There's like a 10-month fuse on there, so you got some time.
Right. Abortion is so fucking cool.
That's not what I meant by that. That's not what I meant. I just meant for preparation and planning.
Right.
Not
having
to get rid of the baby.
Right. No. Again, this is called talking shit with Chris and Nick. So, no, I did not mean that at all. Soon. Soon.
What are you thinking about getting a mommy van? Like
no.
Suicide doors and shit?
I'm very practical. So this is what I do. I spend my money on motorcycles, and I don't spend money on cars.
Okay.
Like, there will be run-of-the-mill,
just baseline,
A to B.
No additions to it.
Yep, there won't be any... Basically, it'll have a radio and AC. There won't be any upgraded sound system. There won't be any upgraded rims and tires or any of that bullshit. I do not spend money on cars. For me, that's a way to get from A to B and just live your everyday life. For me, that's also right now and for the last 6 to 7 years has been on my motorcycle. So it's been fun. I tell you what, having a girlfriend, it makes it a lot easier to go grocery shopping when all you have is a bike.
I would imagine.
But
that's why I ask, because I know you've just been driving that bike for a long time.
Yeah, dude. Soon. We looked at cars, and before I was a fabricator, I don't know if you guys know this, but before I was a fabricator, I was a mechanic for 7 years. So I know cars fairly decently. I hate talking about them because everyone and their mother thinks they know everything about cars. Except with Brian. With a guy like Brian, mm-hmm. someone's listening to me and going like, you just talked to Brian 3 weeks ago about cars for an hour. That's because I know he knows his shit. I know he knows what the fuck he's talking about, and I'm not going to sit there and argue with a guy like that. But I'm also not going to sit there and argue with a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. So it's just... And it's not something that I know everything about anymore. So I don't like talking about cars.
That's fair. I mean, it's ever-changing because, like, I grew up on old 70s Jeeps. I mean, I had 3 Jeeps before I even had a pickup or a car or anything. So, yeah. I mean, those are different. I mean, you could hop in the engine compartment and work on a straight six.
That was my... Dude, there was a 56 Oldsmobile that I was the only one who ever touched it when it came in the shop. Because the guy loved me. He was like, love what you do. You're the only... I literally hopped in the engine bay and worked on the car. It was great. But now, to answer your question, a RAV4, a Toyota RAV4.
Okay, it's, they're pretty solid.
I mean, when
it's we're practical, pretty cheap too. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
they last a long time.
Too. Yeah, I know. My dad has a 2002 Tacoma, and the only person who's ever laid hands on it is me. And the thing's got almost 200K on it, and it runs like a top.
They hold value and they last. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. My roommate's old lady has one. She likes it.
Yeah. Okay. What are we doing on time here? Oh, let's talk about the wedding real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We got about 5 minutes worth of, we can go probably six or seven and get by. Talk about the wedding. So the three of us went to a good old-fashioned hitching the other night. That was fun. So people who don't know, Chris has the voice of an angel.
I try.
It's like a mixture, you know, Jesus and Fergie. I'm doing it.
No.
I already did it. You can't undo it.
Cha-Cha says that shit all the time, and she thinks it's the funniest thing ever. And it's like, yeah, I've seen Step Brothers a million times also, so I get it.
Let the record show, I was not the first one to quote a movie today, all right? I used my big old brain, and I just followed the trend.
That's true. Right? I did quote, what movie was that?
It's called Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, that's right. Look at the big brain on Brad. I just remember, yes, the hamburger scene. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so I always knew that you sang, and you post your videos on social media, and I see it as karaoke, and we all know how I see karaoke. I fucking hate it. So as soon as I see your post, I just scroll right on by. I'm not trying to be rude. I got better shit to do.
I guess fair.
So I've never actually heard you sing. And then I get to the wedding, and you guys are doing like pre-setup with the DJ booth. You're checking sound and stuff, and you're singing the song that you're going to sing. You sound fucking great. I was like, holy shit, he can actually sing.
Thanks,
like,
bro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess don't judge a book by the cover you thought it had, I guess.
Yeah, it's been something I've been doing for a long time. I mean, not a lot of people know this, but like as a kid, I was in church choir. I mean, it's out of the ordinary, but I played football and I was in choir. I got a lot of shit when I was in high school.
So you were like one of the guys on Glee.
Exactly, except we didn't dance around the school.
It sounds like you grew up in Westboro Baptist Church.
You know, it's not as creepy, I would say. Not as much shady stuff.
No, I'm kidding. I talk so much shit on religion, it's like nobody can take me seriously.
Oh,
so just down.
It's all right.
No, I've heard Chris on different platforms. I mean, he's we've gone up for, you know, friend's birthday, as his old lady's birthday, and, you know, learning guitar as well. So he'll bust out the guitar and sing with it, and I'm a sucker for it. I like to think that I can sing. I'm not very great, but I make a great backup singer. kind of like my hype man skills. I'm you know, right on par with that as well.
You know who else can't sing?
Who's that?
Me or my old lady. And she tries to sing all the time. The worst. But I'm even worse. So.
I think I'm okay. When I drink, I think I'm even better.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the videos come out from the next day for people's Snapchats and stories, I find out I don't get better.
No.
But I've heard Chris sing with karaoke. You know, we've gone to Santisi Brothers. I've heard him plenty there. And then, you know, playing the guitar and then the different videos. And I'm baffled. You're freaking phenomenal. You're a rock star. And you absolutely killed it at the wedding. Proceeded to get a little off balance or off camber, we'll say, and then still deliver, you know, rocking some Backstreet Boys for the whole crew on the dance floor there.
That was
and
fun.
Absolutely destroyed it.
Yeah, it's been something that I've wanted to do for a long time, is just music in general. Country music is kind of like the forte that I want to go towards, but you know, I've tried out for like different shows and stuff like that. I feel like they're always looking for a certain image or a certain age group and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm at the point where it's like, yeah, karaoke bars are cool and all that kind of stuff, but it gets old after a while. And that's why I started to get into the guitar.
Bars in general get old after a while.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
You hear those, like those karaoke songs that everybody hears and all that kind of stuff. It gets old after a while. And then
you can only hear the same Journey song so many times before you're just like, before you play Russian Roulette for real.
Exactly. And like while you're doing it, it's like you see people's looks on their faces. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. You know
what? We're going to, you guys down to do a two-parter?
I gotta hit the head, but I mean, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta hit the head.
Well,
too.
We're coming up on time here. Let me do some closing, and then fuck it, we're making a two-parter, boys.
I'm down.
Hell yeah! All right, guys. Stick around for next week for part two of Talking Shit with Chris and Nick. Don't forget, like, subscribe, all that fun shit at Rebel Reaper Podcast, www.rebelreaper.com. Do you guys want to put your socials out there in the internet or no? You don't have to.
I mean, I'm good. I'm nothing worth following.
Yeah, you're a giant bag of shit.
I could put my TikTok out.
You have TikTok? You
didn't give them
That's where a lot of musicians are going to, that freaking platform, TikTok. So I had to make one, and now it's...
Really?
I mean, it's interesting because now it got bought out by another company called, I think, Oracle.
Okay.
So, I mean, not to get political, but, like, it's more on the conservative side, so they don't filter a lot of people as much as they used to. So, it's a lot better.
So, we can
Disney
see...
doesn't own it.
So, we can see titties now.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, then... Well, do you want to put that
out? I'll give it out the next episode, so you can tune in.
Right on. Oh, yeah. Leave them on the edge of their seats. All right. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. All that fun shit that I said already about liking and subscribing, don't forget, hit the DMs or the Rebel Reaper podcast email, which is rrccpodcast@gmail.com, for any of those, you know, questions, complaints, bitches, moans, groans, that kind of stuff. All right, guys, we're out of here. See you next week.